question. Is it right to say that usually each kind of disease, like cancer or AIDS or other kinds, have the same cause or the same origin for people? They pass in the same pitfall and they fall there, and this is why they come back in this lifetime, so they can have this kind of disease. Or is it always different for everyone? The cause of cancer, for example, because that's a very big one, also because of all the people who get cancer. Is it for the same karmic reason? Or is it all for different reasons? Or is there a principal line you can see that usually it's for this kind of reason, that before they did this and today they have this? Because there's such much information coming out now on this aspect and on diseases with the karmic and spiritual explanation. Is it right to say that, or can it be very different from one person to another that we cannot say anything about that? Maitreya, the question is that, is what good does it do if you categorize those things? What relates to what karma? Question. But when you know what kind of cause, maybe a cause as to why you have cancer, maybe it can help you to heal it more deeply. Maitreya, I don't think so. I don't think if you know just what the cause is, because someone else said what the cause is, that it will help you to heal yourself. But if you realize in your meditation what the cause of your disease is, because of something you did in a previous lifetime, then you can heal yourself. Even sometimes, you don't need to know what the cause is. If you keep the consciousness, the spirit in the light, eventually these things will be healed by themselves, without you even knowing what the cause is. Through your meditation, through your contemplation, through your deep realization, you learn that some of your actions, habits, etc. are no good. Especially if you look at the pattern of your life. You will see that I always get myself in this kind of trouble. This is the pattern of my life. No matter where I am put, eventually I'm going to end up this way. What is this? Then if you do that, after a while you see there's a pattern involved. No matter what situation you were in, that eventually happened to you. That negativity has nothing to do with anything else, anyone else. It is you who are carrying it with you. That is you who has created this kind of karma. When you break that pattern, that's a part of the meditation. Not having any pattern in your life, you will be flexible all the time. You don't have to follow a special pattern. So those patterns are what we have created our lives around, and if we can break them, then we can heal ourselves. So the cause is not that important in that situation, because the cause is really there is a lesson to learn. The reason you created bad karma, the cause of the bad karma, is that you didn't follow God's laws. That is the real cause. If you learn what the cause is, in that essence, then you will learn your lesson. But if you say, all the cancer is caused by such and such karmas, these people did in previous lifetime, that doesn't give you that much of a realization. It's very general. And that might not be the truth. It might have been true for a person who realized that he or she has cancer because of things she or he did some lifetimes ago. But again, that is his or her realization that is not going to be there for everyone. Question. Can we say there is a relation between those healing centers where you can assist the people to heal themselves in order of Enoch or science based on spirit or maybe the Michael order? And also, was it a bit like this before the Atlantis? Because they said there were healing temples there. And Maitreya answered, there is always a relationship between physical, mental, and spiritual, Tama, Raja, Sattva, Enoch, Michael, Gabriel, etc. They are completely interrelated. Of course, energy is Raja. When you do acupuncture, you're really releasing the energy, Raja Guna, flowing in your body to higher chakras, to higher centers. Acupuncture just breaks the blockage, which breaks the flow of energy. So if you're working with the energy of your body, you are working with the Raja Guna. You're working with the Michael energy. If you're working with the physical body alone, For instance, surgery is almost a purely physical thing. You take this part of the organ and put it somewhere else. That is completely physical. So that is kind of a tama energy, tama surgery. Science based on spirit works to realize the physical aspect in the universe based on spirit. If you can spiritually help some people, then that is spiritual help, and that is the highest of the three. That is what we're trying to do here. Communities of light and the creation of the communities of light are spiritual because we're creating an environment to let the people reach the highest level possible, or to their spirit, or so this is the highest level of healing that we are doing here. That is why you have to tell everyone to bring their consciousness higher from their physical or mental healing to realize we need healing for the whole earth. And that is done through the communities of light. Again, I'm reading a sad song from August the 21st, 1989. Question? I hope this is going to help a lot of people. These answers on this subject will be clearer for a lot of people because we're going to have it on paper. Always focus on God is one of the answers on this. This is a question that is not really direct from this subject of healing, but it's in relation to the subject. Sometimes I have in my mind, what's the difference between immortality and eternity? It seems sometimes that we think of immortality more in relation with the physical body, but maybe also there's immortality in another way than the physical body. Anyway, if you're immortal, your physical body is always there. So what's the difference between immortality and eternity? And Maitreya answers, okay, everything is immortal. They have never been created. They can never be destroyed. God is not like me and you, that if we need something, we run to the grocery store close by or a couple of blocks from here. Everything is God. So it has been here forever, and it's going to be here forever. He created everything from himself that has already been there. He cannot say, create something beside the three gunas. There are only three creative forces in the universe and the consciousness. And they have been there. They are there. They're going to be there forever. That is, they are immortal. That means they are never going to be destroyed. Question. You are speaking of immortality right now, not eternity? Maitreya, yes. So immortality means something that lives forever. Lives. Eternity means never ends. Always the same thing, isn't it? Immortality and eternity. But eternity can also be related to higher levels of consciousness. You reach eternity when you are in pure consciousness. In eternity, you have the awareness of your immortality. But in your immortality, you might not have the awareness of eternity. Question. Is it the sixth or seventh level of consciousness? Maitreya. In the sixth and the seventh level, you realize that everything is God. It's never going to be destroyed. It never has been created. So that is immortal. It's never going to be destroyed. It's going to be here forever. And eternity, if you want to differentiate it from immortality, is when you have the higher awareness of immortality. Question. And our soul is immortal or eternal? And our soul is eternal and our spirit is immortal? Maitreya. Then again, that is two different definitions people have for the soul and spirit. Some people use them interchangeably. No difference between them. We do differentiate them. Soul is your essence. Essence is what you are. It's one with God. It's already in pure consciousness. It's already one with God. Spirit is the vehicle that connects the soul to the physical body. You can say that the ethereal body that we call spirit. So in a sense, soul doesn't need to reach pure consciousness. It has to realize that it is pure consciousness. If it separates itself from God, it's an illusion. That's what Maya is. Maya is the illusion of separation from God. The soul is already one with God. There is no illusion for the soul in its highest and purest essence. Just like again in the television and the picture, if the picture would think it's the tube, if it had consciousness, then it falls to Maya. When the soul has the illusion of separation because of codification it to identify itself as the physical body, it has the illusion of separation. The separation really doesn't exist. You are never separated from God. Never. Oh God, where are you? I'm in such trouble. Where are you? He's already there. That's the illusion of the crucified soul. It identifies itself as a body that thinks it's separated. The spirit, of course, is used to connect the physical body to the soul, and that is where the psychic centers are. They are the ethereal body. The ethereal body, physical body, everything else is immortal. It never dies. It changes from one level to another. The physical body dies, but it becomes what? Dust. It's not destroyed. It just changes its form. But the essence, of course, is completely unchangeable. The soul of God, pure consciousness, doesn't change. You can go back to the same question of, what is the middle path? It's pure consciousness, because consciousness never changes. If your emotions go up and then go down, you're still in ethereal level. You're affected with it. And someone posed a question. Sometimes at night, I feel a very loving presence or entity just above my physical body. And sometimes I just feel love permeate me. When the love is present, is it always from God? I guess that's kind of a silly question, because everything is God. But okay, could you explain what I'm tuning into when this happens to me? What do you think it is? Silence. That is your higher self. That's what you really want to be. That's your essence which permeates love and is beautiful. That is what God loves about you. He tolerates your problems and what you are now because He wants to take you to be that love. And that's what all of us have to become, the essence of it. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to know everything at the same time? Isn't that the love which is so incredible, beyond understanding? That is what God wants you to become. Shalom. Oh, that was just wonderful. And, let's see, is there anyone else that would like to take over the mic? I'll give it over to the room now. Shalom.
Shalom, everyone. Good God reading. Thanks, God, for that song. It's beautiful. We'd like to let everyone know that Maitreya will be live on Pal Talks. Of course, we know that you need to go to the website, learn more about what this teaching is all about. I wonder if you've heard of Maitreya before or the teachings before. If not, we hope you visit the website. It's www.maitreya.org. It's up there on the banner. You can get the basic understanding from our very first page, The Greatest Sign, and the explanation there. Shalom, Edgewood. Nice you made it tonight. Okay, we'll go ahead and say shalom, and everyone have a good God night, and see everyone in the morning. Shalom, all.